Open Mic, El Noche, by Lupe Algarín. I stand out in the cold, El Noche and I, both too lonely for whispers. Only the wind shatters this silence. I have been here before, choking in solitude. But this time, when all the earth is hollow as a bell, I hold one end, ring it, and you come. A pale skin surprise, a friend.
Tyrone. Her voice is so soft. I close my eyes every time she reads, trying to hold in the sound a little longer. I'm glad Mr. Ward asked her to read her piece over again. She says it like a whisper, but it's powerful stuff. That's one thing these ladies know how to do. Be soft and strong at the same time, like my mom's.
Janelle. Tyrone said something to me today, but I didn't hear him. I'm having trouble getting Judy Ann's poem out of my head. Even Lupe said it was a surprise. We all thought Miss Fifth Avenue was self-confidence with a capital S, but her poem was all about wishing she could make herself over. I know what that's like. Which is what I tried telling Judy Ann the other day. Boy, was that a mistake. I ran into her in the bathroom. That seems to be our place to meet. Anyway, I decided to take advantage of the meeting. I've been meaning to tell you, I really like the poem you read for Open Mic Friday. Yeah. Well, thanks. I'm not used to writing poetry. Well, nobody could tell it. You know, I could really get into what you were saying about trying to make yourself over, wishing you could be perfect and all. I mean, I feel like that every time I look in the mirror. Judy Ann nodded, and her tight mouth softened a little. She was about to say something, but then a toilet flushed and she realized we were not alone. Sheila Gamberoni came out of the stall, and the minute she did, Judy Ann slipped back behind her usual scowl and turned mean. "Look, I am nothing like you, okay?" she spit out. "In case you haven't noticed, you're fat and I'm not. And you're wrong about my poem. It was just words. It didn't mean anything. You got that?" And she slammed out of the bathroom and left me there, stinging from the inside out. I bit my lip to keep the tears back. I turned the faucet on and washed my hands a few times, staring at the sink until I heard Sheila step out into the hall. I glanced up at the mirror before I left. "You're wrong, Judy Ann," I said to the mirror. "They weren't just words, and you know it." I haven't tried talking with her since. I don't want to give her an excuse to be mean to me again. I'm not mad at her, though. I know there's a part of her that's as scared to look in the mirror as I am. I saw that person for a few seconds, even if she wants to deny it. Calling me names won't change the way she feels inside. One of these days, she's going to find that out.